You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
903 in Madison, Wisconsin, Devil Radio 92.7, streaming worldwide on the Devil Radio app. Get that on your phone, please. I'm not sure how we're going to transition from the awesome Devil's Lair we just heard with the swing to this, but let's see what happens. Get the brain adjusted, you know? Let's rock. Let's row. It's Mickey Magnum.
Double dip time. Radio for the people.
Thank you. coming back.
Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7, Distant Cousins. I think they're called the Cuz now.
That's right, Jimmy.
They rebranded.
The Cuz.
Need Someone to Break My Heart. Jackie Bradley featuring Dan Kennedy before that with Music Man in Black. Let's pause for a second. I got to tell you about that because Comet Boy the Musical is coming up very soon. This is happening on, it's a one-day event happening on Saturday, September 25th. And so what this is, Comet Boy is a musical written by Jackie Bradley. Mm-hmm. It's a story about a friend of hers who committed suicide. And it's the emotions and the horribleness as a friend going through that. And it's a beautiful story. And I encourage everybody to check it out. Comet Boy, the musical. There's pre-orders happening right now.
Where is that going to be at?
I think it's an online event. And there is a screening. I'm looking for the information. But, you know, I'm failing you.
Well, you can find it online, right?
What's yeah, just go to Facebook. Just go to Facebook and search for Comet Boy, the musical. Just look up Jackie Bradley and support the cause. And it's a beautiful story. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Devil Radio 92.7, streaming worldwide on the Devil Radio app. You know, we were talking about, I think this is the person on the phone. Is this Hawk?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we're in trouble now.
Hawk, what's happening?
We've been talking about you. We gave away a couple of gift certificates down to Hawk's Bar, man. And I'm glad you're able to join us.
Oh, good.
Because we just wanted to...
Did Kruti give you those?
No, they were on the table, and I stole them, and I made my show better by giving them away.
I told him to give them away. Some customer came in, and at that live show, Mike from Sheboygan came in and just bought, like, a crap load of gift certificates, and then gave them to Kruti.
Oh, wow. So
yeah. And like, because he wanted to spend money, and like, you know, he's like, hey, I want to spend money at your place. So anyway, I'm glad you're doing that. Cool.
Wow. And here we are in Max Inc. Radio, spinning local music, giving away gifts or certificates to Hawk's Bar on State Street.
You know, Hawk, it's been a long time. We were talking earlier. I haven't personally been to Hawk's since pre-COVID. And the last time we were there, we had the Mediterranean dish. It was delicious.
The sampler plate.
Talk about what's new on the menu.
Yeah, sampler plate, yeah.
Yeah. Talk about what's new at the menu down at Hawk's.
So... we are about to kind of tweak it a little bit. We've been meaning to do it for a while. Our actual menu hasn't changed a lot. We have daily specials I don't advertise very well. I'm just not great at that, frankly. We have tacos on Tuesday. We have, and they're kind of unique. There's a bunch of different kinds. Baked chicken on Wednesday, which is the most underappreciated special we have is a half a piece of, you know, it's a half a chicken.
Yeah.
And then, you know, mashed potatoes and some vegetable.
How do you season that chicken up, Hawk?
I'm not telling you that, man. They're not to like kill you. And, you know, it's my dad's recipe.
We're getting closer.
It's a little salt and pepper, throw it in the oven.
There's a little bit of old school Lowry's on there. A little bit.
Lowry's.
A little white pepper. That's kind of a old school throwback, but anyway, so we have pesto on Monday. So the menu itself is pretty, I don't know, it's bar and grill food, you know, but like I say it's like a little nicer than that. I put it on a plate instead of a basket for the most part. So.
And you got windows out to State Street while you eat, though.
Yes, people watching is fun. Summertime is always fun. Yeah, like go down there and watch, you know, stuff going on, people walking by, events happening downtown all the time. What are you guys up to anyhow? What are you guys rocking out to tonight?
Oh, man, we just got done with the Devil's Lair tonight, and we had some Hawaiian gypsy swing music live right here in the studio. It was totally amazing.
Wow, really?
Oh, we interview artists. We play local music, and that's all we are. That's all we are, Hart. We're the local music of 92.7.
And we call random people up and put them on the air.
That's right.
Now, Hawk,
go ahead.
I heard you were actually coming out with a new bar. You got a new club that's happening or something like that?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of general knowledge that Patrick's taken over Star Bar. Like, he's not doing Star Bar. He's actually doing kind of a really unique thing. You guys are going to be into that. Like,
music,
I would do a disservice. Yeah, I would do a disservice if I tried to explain what it is. But, yeah, like a performance art bar, which is cool, and I think Patrick does a really good job of with his spaces, and he's got a good eye for funky different kinds of things, you know, so I think Patrick will hopefully be successful there. You know, it ran its course. I don't think I did a great job there, and you know, I can walk away and be, you know, Patrick can hopefully be successful. My landlords at the Atomic Koi in Fitchburg asked me to do a bar maybe 5 miles away from the Koi, in a different kind of development area. So it's like a year and a quarter out because they haven't built the building yet, that kind of thing. Yeah, which is actually kind of nice. Yeah.
How is the new spot? How do you like the new spot for the Jade Monkey?
I think it's great. It's bigger. Which isn't necessarily better, by the way. Everybody thinks, you know, it's not necessarily better. You got to pay more rent, you know, that kind of thing. But I think in the COVID times, I think during COVID times, the new monkey allows you to kind of spread out a little bit. And then, and there's more seating areas. So no matter where you're kind of sitting in a seating area, the monkey, you're not really near anybody, which is, I think, is comforting to many people that, you know, want to go out right now and kind of still go have a drink and be safe. So, and the building's not falling apart. My old building was like shackles.
Yeah.
That's
always a good thing.
In bad shape. Yeah. So no, I'm very excited about the new space. You know, like it's got a couple little extra things. There's like a little mini arcade in it. You know, like we have a one pinball, some skeet ball, a couple old school video games.
Oh, cool.
And this one little room on the side. You know.
Love
it's
those
handicap accessible, you know, that my old place wasn't handicap accessible really. So that's kind of nice. The new place is like that. You know, so yeah, no, it's doing great. You know, like I think this winter people should kind of get ready to like, I don't know, bunker up, you know? Yeah, I don't know.
It's challenging times.
Rocker, how are liquor sales? Like liquor sales are okay, right? Like, I mean,
you know,
people drinking during a pandemic.
Well, you know, oddly, it was kind of interesting because I think in the beginning of the pandemic, you know, everybody was like, oh, my God, conserve. And they reached real low to get their vodka and their whiskey. But I think things are starting to come back and people have stood back up and they're starting to reach towards the top shelf, you know, where Rocker products probably live. So, you know, it's making a comeback.
I also drink a lot of Rocker vodka. So I steal it from Rocker's garage. So
he doesn't even know
the profit margin is a little slim right now, Hawk.
Rocker, you can buy a ring camera system for pretty cheap, you know, and put that there and
that won't deter me.
Catch Jimmy,
you know? Yeah, catch him sneaking some product.
I'll just offer to watch his dog for free. That's it, you know.
Oh yeah, the Marky.
Hawk, thank you for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it. Have fun next week as Badger opening season. We're gonna kick the crap out of Penn State.
Yes, I hope so, man. I appreciate you guys and what you do, and keep it rocking and rolling, man.
Excellent. Hawk.
Thanks,
from
Hawk.
Hawk's Bar and Grill, the Atomic Koi in Fitchburg, the Jade Monkey brand new over on Cottage Grove Road. Hey, it's a crazy town. It's Dr. Noise on Max Inc. Radio.
Just fine with me. Whiskey. Whiskey.
It's time to unplug from the politics. It's Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.